If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
And joining us on the line is Dan Stein, president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, also known as FAIR. And it's a good day to have him, given the fact that we may soon see the president's executive order on immigration. Now, some call it a travel ban. I prefer to call it an executive order on immigration restrictions. We want to talk about what the president had to say this week about immigration as he addressed to members of Congress. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. Okay, so let's start with the president's address. A lot of people liked what they heard there. It resonated well across this country with a lot of different voters. What was your sense of what the president had to say regarding immigration?
Well, President Trump tapped right into those same themes that won him the election. And, of course, the impact of immigration on jobs, unemployment, wage rates, particularly in these blue wall states. He went right at that and articulated a vision that says, look, immigration, great idea. We all love the idea, but it needs to actually serve our needs as a nation and as a people. It needs to be legal. It needs to respect our law, and it need not displace American hardworking American families. And this stuff, of course, resonates. He talked about creating an office. And, you know, we have on our website basically a form that says, look, if you're a victim of a crime from somebody here illegally, you can go to DHS and tell them about it. And there's good news, they have a phone number, but the bad news is they won't care. And Donald Trump is now saying, we do care, that there is going to be an office to provide professional services, concierge services, counseling services to people, and some explanation about why it is our government doesn't seem to care when criminals come here, overstay, aren't deported, and then come back and then murder a loved one. And so apparently the Democrats just find this abhorrent and horrible. But, you know, he's taking full advantage of the fact that the Democrat Party has adopted positions that would seem revolutionary to Harry Reid and Hillary Clinton even 20 years ago, where now they just reflexively object to any immigration enforcement. And then the media turn around and say Donald Trump's new immigration laws, meaning Donald Trump is simply now enforcing the actual laws on the books that Congress has enacted for the last 50 years. And somehow they're calling it a new immigration law. No, Donald Trump is simply using all the tools in the toolbox that Congress has given him. And it's not a new law. It's just enforcing the darn law.
Right. During Trump's speech a couple days ago, he mentioned merit-based immigration. And that's something that people point to Australia. That's what they have. And people point to this and say, well, this might be a good thing because it would reduce the number of low-skilled immigrants that currently come to this country. But on the other hand, it might raise the number of skilled immigrants who come to this country. So is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? Because it's a double-edged sword.
Well, it's a great idea. And what it does is try to move our country back to a system that actually picks immigrants based on what they can do for us, not just on the fact that they themselves might economically benefit from coming. And the concept is a point system, a scale of needed job skills, English language ability, you know, likelihood of succeeding professionally, maybe cultural assets and attributes, extraordinary merit and ability. And it would be a composite score, and then you would allocate a numerically limited number of visas every year on the basis of that scoring. And then you would tell the person when they're coming, listen, love to have you, and you can bring your spouse and your unmarried minor children. But unlike today's system, where you're picked not because of what you know, but because of who you know, because you had a relative who came years earlier, it creates a de-skilling of the flow over time. And it means that people are mostly picked simply because they had a relative who came earlier. And so, I mean, over time, immigration from countries like Mexico and China, other ones, they tend to, you see the skills composition drop. And that means that the taxpayer burden to sustain an extraordinary high level of immigration, unlike anything we've ever seen in our history, is now, you know, severely stressing our schools, hospitals, roads,
right,
and infrastructure. So it would move – the biggest advantage of a skills-based system using packet migration of immediate family is that it would enable the American people to actually limit the number coming every year in a nimble
right
way. Congress could reset these annual caps.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about what appears to be the current policy of this administration, that they are going after people who have violated the law. If you came here illegally and then violated the law in another way, they're going to try to round you up and get you out of here. But by and large, there have been assurances given by this administration to governors and others that they're not going to just generally go after people who are here illegally. And the president has reportedly said in his meeting with local with network anchors the other day that he might be open to some kind of pathway to legality, though not a pathway to citizenship.
Well, you remember that Donald Trump operates on many different levels, Brian, and it, frankly, I'm a seasoned veteran of political punditry, but I've never seen a communications genius like this guy, okay? Because what he's basically doing is he's demonstrating by this strategic comment to network anchors that he's a reasonable guy, and that if the Democrats really want to come forward and try to get into the cage with the lion and negotiate a deal, you know, he's ready to talk, and obviously he's going to have a lot of demand.
But the other point, and it really was, he said it to Terry McAuliffe in an Oval Office meeting, and Terry McAuliffe has repeated this in many different venues,
mm-hmm,
that the idea was that he was promised that we're not just not generally going to go after people here just because they're here illegally. They have to have committed some kind of crime. There'll be no general roundup.
Well,
now, nobody in the Trump administration has gone on the record as saying that the governor misspoke, so I assume that that's what was said.
But that's the key point is what General Kelly is saying, Brian, is they're not going to use resources to go out and do large-scale sweeps and stops to check just status and bring them into the net. For until you build out the immigration court system, that would be logistically difficult. But they have, however, said, and Spicer has said this and others, that you remain illegally here and that by broad principle, the executive does not possess the authority that Obama claimed he did to start giving out our jobs and our benefits to people with no right to be here in the country. It is Congress that makes these rules, and the president will enforce them. And if DHS does encounter people here illegally, even if they haven't committed another crime, in the normal course, they will be put in deportation proceedings. And they've re-empowered ICE, as we can see every day, to go out there and do that. So what really all that Trump's people are saying is to people like McAuliffe is they're not going to be large-scale orchestrated interior enforcement operations solely designed to find people who are merely here illegally. But that doesn't mean somebody here merely here illegally is immune from process if they're found.
One last question. Sir Patrick Stewart says that he's going to become an American citizen so he can fight Donald Trump. So we were curious, how long do you think it would take him to become a citizen? Because we, on our calculations, figured Trump will no longer be in office by the time that happens.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no visa for a knight. we don't have a special classification for nobility. But I think we abolished that in the Declaration. Yeah, I mean, unless he has an independent reason for coming, you know, extraordinary merit and ability, and an e-visa, for example. But, you know, it's going to take him a long time just to get here on a permanent resident visa. Then he's got to become a citizen. That's another 5 years.
And would he have to give up his knighthood?
Yeah, well, you know, you can hold dual citizenship. I think we probably are okay with you being a knight, but we wouldn't recognize it as having any official status.
All right, we got to leave it right there. Fun stuff, and thank you very much for your very serious discussion about the immigration issue right now.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping, and this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's therealreal.com.